A Bhutanese family in Reynoldsburg faces eviction in a case where religious tradition conflicts with neighborhood rules. The family says it's facing unfair consequences after mourning a loved one with traditional rituals. Neighbors and their landlords say the rituals disrupted other apartment residents. Around 40 people gather in Hem and Lila Timsina's two-bedroom apartment Wednesday afternoon.
And today is the 13-day death rituals of our dear mother. And all our friends and families and immediate relatives have been gathering in this house to have the final homage to her.
Lok Timsina died of liver cancer a couple weeks ago. For the past 2 weeks, friends and family mourn her passing with spiritual readings and prayer.
3, 1, 2, 3, go.
The Timsinas and everyone here is Bhutanese and Hindu. They've traveled from Utah, California, and Georgia. The family basically turned the home in the Pendleton Lake East apartment complex into a Hindu temple.
Bhutanese Nepali community in Columbus do not have a common place of worship at this time.
A pile of sneakers, sandals, and other footwear from visitors sat outside the apartment door since the ground inside is now sacred. Lok Timsina was Lila's mother-in-law. Kashi Adhikari helped translate our conversation.
We have been grieving the death soul of our mother, and we are going through a very difficult time.
But now, she, her husband, and two children face eviction. First, they got a warning last Thursday. A letter from the property manager says he's received numerous complaints about the family. It cites noise, fires, and trash as ways the tenants are violating the lease. The woman who died was living there, but not on the lease. The next day, they got a notice saying they have until September 30th to leave. Timsina says the neighbors don't understand what's going on, but that this is culturally important.
From the religious freedom, we could know that we are independently allowed to worship our God and goddesses. Follow your religion or not follow your religion, right? But that has just gone opposite at this time.
The property manager declined to be recorded, but further explained the situation. He received 3 letters and 2 calls complaining about the apartment. One of the letter writers interviewed, but doesn't want her name shared because she fears retaliation.
The problem is there's all these people going in and out all the time. And it's been going on for 2 weeks. You know, and it's like in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
Sometimes she would come home and find her assigned parking space occupied by someone participating in the death rituals. And there was see-through clothing worn by some of the mourners.
When the guys came out and you could see through their little wrap that they had on.
Another neighbor approached while we were speaking. Her name is Noma Adhikari. She explained why the men were loosely clothed.
I know it's your culture and I know that, you know, I just said, well, let me just get back in the house. I don't have to look at it.
Right. What you mentioned is true. But in our culture, when someone dies, they have to stay in certain parts. They cannot even touch anything or even each other.
And I had a problem with the, you know, with the guys, the way they were dressed, only because I didn't understand it.
The neighbor only recently discovered it was a religious practice, and she hopes they can stay.
Even though I wrote that letter, I was upset that day, but I don't want to see them evicted.
The death rituals usually last 16 days, but after receiving an eviction notice, the family cut the ritual short and stopped on day 13. Lila Timsina says she wishes her neighbors had come to her, and neighbors say they wish she had come to them.
So nobody has addressed this directly. Nobody has knocked our door and came to us and complained about the situation.
The property manager says it was a tough call, but at the end of the day, it's not worth losing 5 apartments to 1. He says Lok Timsina, the woman who died, was living in the apartment illegally, as Ohio law permits 2 tenants to a bedroom, and she was the 5th. He says he now knows the situation was temporary, but didn't know until it was explained. He's considering offering the family relocation within the property on Monday instead of total eviction. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.